Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Mbombela, 29. Polokwane, 30. The city of Tshwane says technical teams are working around the clock to repair damages at the Mooikloof substation. This is after an explosion at the substation on Wednesday that caused a fire which destroyed transformers and distribution panels. Today marks the fourth day without electricity in parts of Pretoria East. Tshwane spokesperson Lindile Mashego says power will be restored within the next few days.
Installation of panels is done. Installation of bus bar as well as bus wiring is at 60% towards completion. Pressure testing of transformers and transformer cables has been completed. Installation of control cables is ongoing.
EFF leader Julius Malema believes South Africa will return to stage 6 load shedding after the May elections. Malema was addressing the media on the party's election campaign programs. Eskom says the ease in power cuts is as a result of sustained generation capacity and reduced demand. But Malema believes power cuts were suspended for elections.
They are doing what they were doing during the Rugby World Cup. They are holding it there. And to the detriment of the grid, I can tell you 29 May, when after voting, when the things close, we're going to stage 6.
The DA opposes Defence Minister Thandi Modise's consideration of former Speaker Nosiwe Mapisa-Nqakula's request for financial assistance in her corruption trial. The DA's national spokesperson on defence, Kobus Maree, warns of potential legal action should Modise approve the request. He says Mapisa-Nqakula's personal legal cost shouldn't burden taxpayers. Maree also condemns the alleged misuse of state funds and calls for accountability, including the suspension of the SANDF's head of legal services, Eric Mnisi.
The arrogance and hypocrisy by Nosiwe Mapisa-Nqakula's unlawful request for the Department of Defense to cover her legal cost in her corruption trial must be rejected with the contempt it deserves. The Minister of Defense should not be applying her mind to the highly illegal request for financial assistance.
And one person was killed and three others wounded by an explosion in Kabul. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the sticky bomb attack. The number of bombings and suicide attacks in Afghanistan has reduced dramatically since the Taliban ended their insurgency after ousting the US-backed government and returning to power in August 2021. However, a number of armed groups, including the IS, remain a threat. I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofdnieuwsuur. Die Tshwane munisipaliteit sê tegniese spanne werk deur nag om skade by die Mooikloof substasie te herstel.
Jacqueline FM plays more.
It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
Music.
This ain't Texas, woo! Ain't no hold'em,
hey!
So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus,
woo!
And throw your keys up,
hey!
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a,
hey!
Come take it to the floor now,
woo!
There's a tornado,
ooh, a tornado
in my city,
in my city.
In the basement,
basement.
That ain't pretty,
ain't pretty.
Rugged whiskey,
we're surviving.
A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah.